Next case is Banos against the City of Chicago. Where did Mr. Flaxman get to?
He was here.
He was here.
Things are going much quicker than he thought, I think.
Oh, dear.
The last case went a little faster than he expected. Mr. Flaxman? There he is.
Mr. Flaxman.
May it please the court. This case involves a test used to make promotions to the position of lieutenant in the Chicago Police Department. While this case was pending in the district court, this court decided Bryan versus City of Chicago, a case that involved the test that preceded the test at issue in this case for promotions to position of lieutenant. One of the lessons of Bryant was that the plaintiffs in this case would lose on their challenge to rank order selection. In this case, and in the parallel case of Allen versus City of Chicago, which challenged promotions to sergeant, the plaintiffs did not wish to repeat the failure, the litigation strategy that was doomed to failure in Bryant, and abandon their challenge to the use of tests to make rank order promotions, and focused on the limitation on merit promotions. Just the way of background, the promotions in rank order from the written test had a horrible disparate impact. Promotions from the merit selection had absolutely no disparate impact. The argument that was advanced in Allen and in this case was that the city should make more merit promotions because that did not have a disparate impact. Allen went forward before this case did, lost in the district court, and on appeal in this court, and this court ruled against the plaintiffs in Allen, concluding that the plaintiffs there had failed to come forward with evidence to show that there was a correlation between merit promotions and future job performance. The plaintiffs in Bryant concluded, not in Bryant, in this case, in Banos, then concluded that this seemed to be a shift in the court's, in the legal standard that the court was had been applying, that their challenge to the use of tests to make rank order promotions was no longer doomed and that they should seek to resurrect those claims. That request was made of a district court. The district court said, no, you can't resurrect those claims, and you lose on your merit promotion ceiling claims for the same reason that the plaintiffs lost in Allen. There's no argument raised about the latter part of the district court's ruling. What's at issue in this appeal is whether the plaintiffs here should be allowed to litigate their rank order promotion claims. The city says, well, there's been an eccentric, or there's been flip-flopping in the way plaintiffs have litigated their case, and we would be prejudiced if we were required to defend our case, our test, and it's not fair. There hasn't been flip-flopping. There's been a consistent litigation strategy that's been intended to minimize extra work, wasted work, losing effort. I think the court's opinion in Bryant reflects that attorney's fees were not awarded for work done in unsuccessfully challenging the written test. That was a very expensive lesson that no one wanted to repeat. The city's claim that it would be prejudiced if it had to defend its written test is bogus because the city is required to document its test as it prepares it. EEOC regulations require that. They prepared a comprehensive validation report, and it would not be, it's not a case with faded recollections. It's not a 30-year-old murder case that we're seeking to retry. And the overwhelming reason I think that the court should overrule the city's objections is the arguments that the city has advanced in other litigation about its compelling need for a racially representative police force and supervisory police force. So we would ask the court to reverse and allow the district court to adjudicate the merits of our promotion claims, test score promotion claims. Mm-hmm. If there are no questions, thank you,
Mr. Flaxman. Ms. Knotts.
May it please the court, the plaintiffs in this litigation have never claimed that they can successfully attack the 1998 lieutenant exam under the standards articulated by this court in Bryant versus City of Chicago. They admitted the validity of the exam for just this reason. Because Bryant remains the law of this circuit, there is no basis to permit the plaintiffs to withdraw these admissions and proceed to trial. This morning, I will explain first that the plaintiffs have consistently conceded that they cannot satisfy Bryant, and second, that this admitted inability means that the district court properly granted summary judgment for the city. The plaintiffs first acknowledged that they cannot satisfy Bryant more than 4 years ago when they sought a stay from the district court pending the resolution of the cert petition in Bryant. At that time, they repeatedly stated in open court and in written filings that they could not successfully litigate test validity under the standards set forth in Bryant. Then, after the Bryant cert petition was denied, the plaintiffs responded to written discovery by expressly admitting that the exam was valid under Bryant. And as recently as their briefs to this court, the plaintiffs continue to acknowledge that they cannot satisfy Bryant. Instead, they argue that Bryant is no longer good law, but contrary to their position, Bryant has never been overruled. For this reason, the district court did not abuse its discretion when it denied the plaintiffs' motion to withdraw their admissions, and we respectfully request that this denial be affirmed. And because even the plaintiffs agree that the city is entitled to summary judgment under the standards set forth in Bryant, we respectfully request that this court affirm the district court's grant of summary judgment as well. There are no questions.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Ms. Knotts. Anything further, Mr. Flaxman? Okay, well, thank you very much. The case is taken under advisement.